Coming up on episode number 546, it's an all-request night, and you'll get to hear songs like Muse, Feeling Good, and a song where a singer mentioned in the original actually gets to sing the cover. We'll have that and trivia with Tina, too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is January 25th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. This show is made up completely of songs that you've requested, suggested, called in with, or emailed about. And before we get to that, we have a couple of call-in comments that I want to get to. Let's go ahead and hit the first one here, coming from Mike in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, Brian. It's Michael Moniz calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Regular listener. Called before. Just got a call to represent number 24 on the Coverville Countdown, Part 3, Young Americans. I got to correct because I got to represent because Danny Michelle is from around my area, not that far out here, and been following his career for about 10 years now, since I discovered him 10, 11 years, but he's been in the Canadian music industry for about 20. Just really got some notoriety. Yeah, I'll get that out. Just around about 10, 11 years ago, when his sort of solo work really started taking off. Just got to correct you, Danny Michelle. So listening to it on my brand new iPod Touch that I got for Christmas. And as soon as I heard it, I had to stop the show and run and call you because got to make sure my boy gets the respect he deserves. Thanks. Keep up the great work and enjoy the countdown.
Thanks, Mike. And okay, so Danny Michelle, that is who did the Young Americans cover in the countdown, also was one half of the team with M. Griner that did the Beneath the Covers or Under the Covers show for the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company. It was like a 10-part show, I think. And really want to hear some of the other episodes of that. I heard two or three of them, and I need to get on the CBC website and check those out. Also, let's hear from another Mike. You know, I should always do this. Like, all right, Coverville, who's this? Let me try that again. All right, Coverville, who's this?
Hey, Brian, Mike from Connecticut here. Just wanted to take a second at the end of the year here to thank you for all your effort you put into the show and all the great music that you bring us. The show is a real staple in a lot of our lives, a really good point that we look forward to. I just want to wish you and your listeners, your family, a great new year, and keep doing what you do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. That absolutely warms my heart. I really appreciate comments like that, and brightens my day, I got to tell you. All right. Let's go ahead and get to the requests, and let's start off with a cover of a song by Vampire Weekend. Now, Vampire Weekend is one of these great, hot new indie bands that is coming out. Their self-titled debut album is just brilliant. I can't recommend it enough. I think it's fantastic. And I even did, thanks to Diane, who writes Lyrics Undercover, I even did a Lyrics Undercover episode about this very song, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. And I talked about the fact that among all the other things they mention, like Benetton and stuff like that, they talk about Peter Gabriel. And so it's quite an accomplishment to have Peter Gabriel cover a song that features his own name. And you'll even recognize in the lyrics a point in which he talks about how uncomfortable it is to sing his own name. So without any further ado, let's kick things off with a request going out to Harold in New York and to John in Fort Worth. Here's Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, performed by Hot Chip with Peter Gabriel.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton, with your mother, Peggy Ton and the linen you're sitting on. Is your bed made? Is your sweater on? Do you want to? Like you know I do. Like you know I do. So natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name. Can you stay up to see the dawn in the colors of Benetton? Like you know I do, like you know I do. But it feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name.
Brian, this is Pat Davidson in Wisconsin, loyal Coverville listener, LCL, I guess, minus 8 degrees, I'm driving home. I stumbled upon episode 315, I think that's the number, from April of 07. It's outstanding Radiohead cover story, I love it. Anyway, I usually ask for kind of a House Martins or a Beautiful South cover, and I know you're trying valiantly, you did have a House Martins. Anyway, I'm on to something new, Muse. I didn't know about this band before, they're great. I love their 2006 album, Black Holes and Revelations. Anyway, if you can either find Muse covering somebody or somebody covering Muse, that would be outstanding. Keep up the great work. I hope you're feeling better. I know your throat has been sore or something and you've been kind of ill. I was out on the Coverville website. And best wishes and healthy recovery. Take care.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
from their album Origin of Symmetry. That is Muse with a cover of Nina Simone's Feeling Good. And that was kind of my answer to Pat in Wisconsin's comments and suggestions for my health and best wishes for my health. Thank you very much, Pat. Yes, I am feeling much better. I am feeling good. Before that, you heard Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, performed by Hot Chip and Peter Gabriel, originally done by Vampire Weekend, and still had that kind of world beat feel to it, but sung by the person mentioned in that song, Peter Gabriel, who says it feels so unnatural to sing your own name. That is a great track. I don't know if it's going to be released on an album. It was released to the web a while back and circulated around the various blogs, cover blogs and such, around the end of the year. And really glad to get a chance to play it here for you guys, because I love the original and I love that cover even more. I just think it's brilliant. All right, well, Coverville is brought to you by the fine folks at Bluehost.com. Affordable, reliable web hosting solutions. And the Coverville website has been hosted by Bluehost ever since its inception way back in 2004. Now, I talk about how great they are. I talk about the $7 a month, and you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, which means unlimited bandwidth if you all of a sudden end up posting the most brilliant lolcat photograph of all time. You don't want your server, you don't want your website to go down and crash because of it, right? So you need ultimate, unlimited, and ultimate bandwidth. You can also host unlimited domains within that hosting space and bandwidth. So if you've got a couple of domains, you want to put them under one umbrella, this is the way to do it. And if you're signing up brand new, of course, they'll include your domain registration as part of this, and they'll also give you $25, whether or not it's a brand new domain or whether you're transferring an existing domain, you'll get $25 in free Yahoo credits and $50 in free Google credits that you can use for things like Google AdSense and getting your website advertised on other blogs that include Google AdSense. It's really, really cool. Check them out, Bluehost.com, and when you're ready to sign up, make sure you use the link on Coverville, either in the show notes or on the right side of the page, and that will give me a little bit of cash for the Coverville coffers to help pay for all this great music that I bring to you. All right, let's get back to the request. Let's see, that Feeling Good went out to Pat in Wisconsin. This one goes out to Matt in Cleveland, recommended this one. It's a cover of Boys Don't Cry by Seven Nations and Kirk McLeod. You'll find it on a 2003 album called So Piano, of course, a cover of The Cure. Here's Seven Nations with Kirk McLeod. ¶¶
this time I have said too much, been too unkind. I try to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies. I try and laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes, because boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. And I will break down at your feet and beg forgiveness, plead with you. But I know that it's too late, and now there's nothing I can do. So I try to laugh about it, cover it all up with lies. I try to laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes, because boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. I would tell you've already gone away. I've misjudged your limits, pushed you too far. I took you for granted and thought that you needed me more, more, more. And I will do most anything to get you back by my side. But I just keep on laughing, hiding the tears in my eyes, because boys don't cry. Boys don't cry.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Coverville. This is Ian calling from Palo Alto, California. I haven't called in to make a request in months and months and months and months, so I thought I would do so. I just heard a cover of the Michael Jackson song Billie Jean by Ian Brown, the singer and one of the driving forces behind the Stone Roses. And it is a bit like a Stone Roses song, a bit Stones Roses feel, trippy. And it's from his Golden Greats album, where he also covers Thriller, but I actually like the Billie Jean version better. But actually, I guess I'd be happy to hear either. I don't think you've played these before, so thank you very much. And keep enjoying the show, years on now, so keep doing what you're doing.
I said, oh man, what you mean? I'm the one gonna dance on the floor in a round. She says, I'm the one gonna dance on the floor in a round. Told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. A heavy head turned with eyes to dream. Right by me, smell a sweet perfume. Careful what you do, because the lie becomes the truth. Hey, 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 Billie Jean's on my lawn. She's just the girl who knows I'm the one. Gonna dance on the floor in a round. She says I'm the one. Gonna dance on the floor in a round. Was on her side. Who can stand and deny these
it's in the plans. Gonna dance, gonna dance on the floor, in a ride, in a ride, in a ride. My strong advice, remember to always think twice. Don't think twice, 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 twice. She told my baby who danced with thee, and she looked at me. Showed a photo of baby cries, eyes just like mine. Gonna dance on the floor, in a round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' heart. But you came and stood right by me, smell sweet perfume. Careful what you do, because life becomes the truth. Jeans, oh my lord, she's just the girl who knows I am the one. The chance is on my shoulder. She says I am the one. The chance is on my shoulder.
Going out to Ian in Palo Alto, as well as Owen in the UK. That is Billie Jean by Ian Brown, former lead man from the Stone Roses. You'll find that on his 2005 album Golden Greats. And Ian mentioned, he also does a cover of Thriller on that same album. But I have played it. I didn't look it up right now just to see which show it was that I played it on. But I have played that one. And as soon as I get the cover music search database thingy working, then we'll be able to look up and see if see when it was that I did play that one. But yeah, I have played Ian Brown's Thriller as well as now his Billie Jean. Before that, you heard Kirk McLeod and his cover of Boys Don't Cry from his 2003 album So Piano, originally done by The Cure. That's got a very nice little acoustic piano feel to it, almost like the Grantley Buffalo version that I'm thinking of, or is it, I'll have to look that one up. There's another version that's kind of along those same lines with a nice little slow version of Boys Don't Cry that that I've played recently. Greg Laswell, maybe that was it. But anyway, beautiful, beautiful rendition. Next weekend, I'll be telling you about what's coming up for Coverville Idol, and I'm trying to decide about changing the name because I don't like cheapening it with a comparison to Coverville Idol, or with a comparison to American Idol. It's leaning more towards becoming an opportunity to put songs together for a downloadable album, kind of like we did with The Squeeze, Take Them, They're Yours. This next one is going to be focused on a very specific album, something that is has an anniversary coming up, and I'll make a bigger announcement about it next weekend, but hopefully we'll have some of the people who have contributed in the past also contribute, as well as some new people throwing their hat into the ring. So listen for that next weekend for that announcement. All right, getting back to the music, here is a track by the Dust Rhinos. Now, Greg emailed me and told me he wants to hear far more Dust Rhinos on the show, and I'm happy to oblige. This one is from a live album called Sociable Live. It is a cover of U2's Where the Streets Have No Name. Here are the Dust Rhinos with Where the Streets Have No Name.
to take shelter from the driving rain. Where the streets have no name. Beaten and blown by the wind, trampled in dust. I'll show you a place, island and a desert place, where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name.
Hi, Brian. This is Paul Eisen of the Video Student Guy Show. I've been captivated by your show since I got my iPod in April of 2005. And ever since, I've gritted my teeth through every single version of Hallelujah that you've ever played. Now, I don't mind Leonard Cohen's music, but every time I heard a cover of Hallelujah, I said, oh man, not another one. Until part four of the Coverville Countdown. Number 12, the Northwestern Freshman 15's version literally blew all my reservations away. It's a beautiful, even masterful performance, and I can't get enough of it. I play it all the time, at least once every day since I heard the show. But it doesn't matter why I like their version over anyone else's. It just points to the fact that through your show, you have the power to make everything brand new. When I get that feeling of hearing a song for the first time, and it happens from time to time, it's a revelation. Just recently, I had a similar experience with the cover of Up the Junction by Beth Madden, which was on the Coverville Idol Show. Now, I like that song, and I always thought it was a catchy tune, but there was something about Beth's performance that broke my heart. And that's why I keep listening. You can make a worn-out, radio-burned tune sound brand new. Keep it coming, Brian. Thanks.
Who knows how long I've loved you. You know I always will. If it take an only lifetime, if you ask me to, I will. And when at first I saw you, I didn't know your name, but it never really mattered, for I love you just the same. Love you forever and forever, love you with all my heart, love you whenever we're together, love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the thing you do and dare you to. But oh, you know I will. Oh, oh, you know I will. Love you forever and forever. All my heart, love you whenever we're together, love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the thing you do and dear you to me, oh, you know I will. Oh, you know I will. Oh, oh, you know I will.
Tim Curry, also known as Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, or Lemony Snicket in the voiceovers for Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, the video game. Numerous voice acting jobs, and I think he was in Home Alone 2 with Macaulay Culkin. Well, back in 1978, before he really hit it big, let's see. Rocky Horror. No, Rocky Horror actually came out before his music did. Anyway, 1978, he released an album, his debut album, and included that track right there, a cover of the Beatles' I Will. Sounded like he had a lot of fun there with some multi-track recording, and that is going out to Barry in Alabama. Barry was the person a few years ago who suggested that I do the covered Side of the Moon, the entire album cover for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, done with covers. Very cool. And thank you, Barry, for that suggestion. Thank you for the recommendation for that song, I Will, by Tim Curry. Before that, you heard Where the Streets Have No Name, performed by the Dust Rhinos from their 2002 live album, Sociable. That is a cover, of course, of U2, and that's going out to Greg. All right, well, Tina is in the Coverville studios right now for a little bit of Musically Challenged. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Having a wonderful Sunday?
Yeah, so far so good.
Well, yeah, you've been reading almost the entire day.
Afternoon.
Okay, almost the entire afternoon. But you've been working really hard on that latest Harry Potter novel.
I have. I'm getting very close to the end.
The last one. The very last, I shouldn't say the latest Harry Potter novel, but it's the last. It is the latest one. It's the last one.
Yeah.
But now that all the hype has died down, you've decided you are going to delve into the Harry Potter books.
Well, I just wanted to read the last couple books because the second to last movie is coming out soon.
Right.
Well, I guess this summer.
Right.
So I wanted to know everything before the movie.
And there's a lot more in the books, too. I'm about three books behind you or four books behind you, but a lot more stuff in the books, of course, than in the movies, as there always is. But excellent. Well, I'm right behind you reading those. So
okay.
Get a chance to talk about that. But I know something else that you really like and that I really like is the band Garbage.
Yes.
And Shirley Manson and...
Yes.
And Butch Vig and all the rest.
Yes.
So tonight's Musically Challenged is actually a Garbage lightning round.
Oh, wow.
It is. Jeffrey Anderson sent this one in. I'm going to let him introduce it, but in a second I'm going to ask you how you want to handle doing the quiz. Here it is.
Hi, Brian. This is Jeff from Austin, Texas, and I've got a special challenge for you, the Garbage lightning round. Let's see if you can name these 15 Garbage tracks traveling from 1995 to the present. Give yourself 1 point for each correct title. Give yourself a bonus point for naming the original artist of the 7 covers included. Hold on tight and listen closely as I'm not stopping until the other side.
Okay, so before we actually hear the first one, I want to know how you want to handle this because I know the listeners like to play along as well. So should we pause after each song and say, you know, if we know it, and say what the answer is, or should we write our answers down, or how do you want to do it?
I don't know, whatever.
All right.
You want to write the answers down?
I'll write the answers down as we go through it.
I don't know many of the titles.
Okay.
So I won't be a super big help, I just...
Well, then we'll pause. We'll pause after each one.
Okay.
That'll be easier, and then that way people still get to guess.
Okay, go.
All right.
Is it Pour Your Misery Down on Me?
that would be really easy if it was, but
I know.
It's not. No, that's Only Happy When It Rains.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't know the titles,
do you? I'm really bad.
All right.
I love the song. Pretend you're high. It's Creep?
Nope.
No. What is this? Pretend you're bored.
That's Stupid Girl.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
I've heard it. I don't know it.
Is that, that must be from a B-side or something. I really like it, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't know. Getting a minus on that one. Jim, I was I don't know that one either.
No.
No? Okay. How about that one?
No.
That's quite possibly my favorite Garbage song of all time.
Okay.
Special.
Okay.
All right. Okay, shoot, what is the title of this one? Is it Push It? This is the noise of human... Yeah, I think that is Push It.
Okay.
All right. I better write that one down. Won't you let me walk you home from school?
Okay. No clue.
That is cool. That is a cover of 13, which was originally done by Big Star.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
Me neither.
I know I've heard it, but I can't place it. Okay.
What's your opinion of the dire situation in our land here? Yes, dear, of course you'll be nice here. How do you feel about God and religion? Are you good people, bad people? Guess it doesn't matter, people.
Oh, what is that? Do you know that one?
No. No, I don't. Right. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Next.
Making love became the waging of war. No peace, no tenderness, no fun anymore.
Oh, that is I'm sure gonna leave you. I know that's part of the chorus, but I can't remember the what comes before that. Okay. Anything?
No.
Okay.
Candy says, I hate the quiet places.
Ooh, don't know that one either.
Nope.
Batting 1,000 on this one here. okay, keep going.
Yeah.
Gracious lady.
There we go. I got this one.
Good.
That's Wild Horses, originally by the Rolling Stones. That's cool. And I think I've got that version of that one, the live version, which I think that was the live version too. Very cool.
Oh, isn't this a rock band?
It is, yes.
Of all your lies. Huh.
I think it was also...
It's one we added not too long ago.
It was, yeah. It was one of the downloadables. And it was from their latest album, Bleed Like Me. It was the lead-off track. I think the first single released from that one.
I don't know it.
I believe it's Why Do You Love Me? I think.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
I don't know it either.
All right. Yeah, I forgot about Cherry Lips. That actually might be my favorite garbage song.
Okay.
Just to kind of clear that up.
Hanging out on Second Avenue, eating chicken dinner. I just want to be with you.
You know that one?
No.
That's I Just Want to Have Something to Do, originally by the Ramones.
Oh.
All right. I think that's all 15. By my count.
Think you got them all?
No.
Let's see how you did.
No, we didn't.
Number one is Only Happy When It Rains from Garbage. Number two, Stupid Girl from Garbage.
Got those two.
Number three, Butterfly Collector from the Queer and Stupid Girl singles, originally recorded by The Jam.
Oh, wow.
Number four, Kick My Ass from Sweet Relief 2, The Gravity of the Situation, originally recorded by Vic Chesnutt.
I know I've got that second song. I know I've got Kick My Ass. I don't know if I've got Butterfly Collector, but I'll have to track that one down.
Huh.
Number five, Special from Version 2.0. Number six, Push It from Version 2.0. Number 7, 13, from the Push It singles, originally recorded by Big Star.
Won't you let me meet you at the pool?
Number 8, Can't Seem to Make You Mine, found on the When I Grow Up singles, originally recorded by The Seeds.
Oh, I didn't know that was a cover. I have that one. Very cool.
Number 9, Shut Your Mouth, from Beautiful Garbage. Number 10, Till the Day I Die, from Beautiful Garbage.
Till the Day I Die, that's it.
Number 11, Candy Says, from the Breaking Up the Girls singles, originally recorded by Velvet Underground.
I hate the quiet places.
Yeah, I don't have this one either.
Number 12, Wild Horses, a live version, found on the Stupid Girl singles, originally recorded by the Rolling Stones.
You know who I am.
Number 13, Why Do You Love Me, from Bleed Like Me.
You're not some little boy, why you acting so surprised? You're sick of all the rules, well I'm sick of all your lies.
Number 14, Sex Is Not the Enemy, found on Bleed Like Me. Number 15, I Just Want to Have Something to Do, from the Why Do You Love Me singles, originally recorded by the Ramones. So how did you do? Did you pick out the covers? I hope you enjoyed this garbage lightning round, and I'll catch you later.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Well, how did we do? We did,
How did you do? It's more like it.
We got 8 out of the 15, so not too bad. better than half.
Yeah, you did much better than I did.
Well, it reminds me that I need to listen to some more of the new album, the Bleed Like Me, and I need to go back through all those singles and see about some of those covers, because I didn't realize a couple of them were. So
yeah. You know what my problem is I listen to stuff in the car, mm-hmm. and I can't look down to read the titles. You know, and so it's so different when you have an album and you can look at it and read the lyrics along with it the first time. I mean, I honestly...
Yeah, like I have time for that.
I know, but I think that's half my problem.
Yeah, could be. All right.
Okay.
Very good. All right, well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Tuesday with an all a cappella show, Acapellaville. And then Thursday is, I believe, the Dolly Parton cover story. So stick around for both of those coming up soon. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is brought to you by... No, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. And bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly. CacheFly.com.